Hey there, it's Zach here, welcoming you to the season finale, Down Gilead Lane. But first, let's catch everybody up on what's happened up to now.
I made a choice, Mother, and that's to give my life to God.
Well, don't go getting any ideas about being wrapped up in their do-good Christian acts. You're leaving for the university in just a few months.
Wow. Talk about persecution.
State schools, scholarship potential, liberal arts and Christian colleges. Oh, hi, Mom.
Good morning, Eva. Hi, honey. Oh,
another college brochure came for you in today's mail, Brookie.
I almost wish they'd stop coming.
Me too.
Oh, Mom.
I just can't believe my little girl is going off to college.
I'd only for another year.
You're right. I'm being ridiculous. And I pledge to pull myself together before Luke and Becca get here.
Oh, all right. But speaking of, do you want to help me finish organizing these into piles so we save time looking through the schools?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
It's just hard to imagine the house without you in it. I don't know how any of us are going to manage.
Is Maya here yet?
Oh.
Why are you crying, Mom?
Well, I'm going away to college.
You're going early? All right.
Mikey.
I'm not going to manage, huh, Mom?
Cups, honey?
I got them. I'm going to put this right on top of here.
No, that's good. Okay.
What?
You guys are soaking.
Oh, I am filthy. Look at this. How are you? Is somebody going to tell us what happened out there?
Well, Maya and I pulled in while they were walking up, and I had no idea there was a puddle on the side of the driveway.
Oh, Michael and I need to fill in that bit.
Honestly, we were already wet.
I don't see why it's coming down like cats and dogs.
No, I mean, Becca left the sunroof on our car open all night, and when we got in this morning, everything was dripping.
Oh, my heck. I didn't mean to.
Did you guys go mudsliding? Can we go?
I just got splashed by the car, Mike. Why don't you go on up? See if Justin has anything Luke can change into.
Thanks.
Say, can you stay a minute, Caleb, or were you just dropping off Maya?
I'm not doing anything else.
Well, come on.
I just made a pot of tea, and if you'll grab that sugar bowl, we can all go into the living room.
Sure. Where is it?
Well, it was right...
Under that pamphlet on the counter there. I got all the cups, Mary.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Grove City College. Mm-hmm. What's this?
That's where we went to school. Remember the water fountain?
I remember the water fountain.
Is it around here?
No. Pennsylvania.
Small town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It's not like a state school?
No. Not even close. Christian liberal arts college.
Really? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you, like... have to become a missionary or a preacher if you go there?
No. Well, we're not either one of those, and it's our alma mater.
Yeah.
Okay. I know there are a bunch of schools like Grove City, Caleb. Liberal arts colleges, where you get an excellent education.
Like, you could do anything?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's it. And the Christian aspect of the education is in the foundation of Bible courses and church and Bible history you can take.
And the community itself. Most of the schools are founded on Christian principles. Oh, there, Brooke's got a pile of different Christian schools right on the floor there.
Right. Cool. So there's also usually a Christian worldview represented in all the classes you take. Mm-hmm. Right. From psychology to English lit.
And probably nothing like where you'll be in the fall.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. See, do you know when football starts at the university?
I still have a couple months, but I already started training a little.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Full scholarship. I bet you don't want to let them down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me by.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you look much better.
Yeah, and drier, too.
Thank you.
Are you talking about the U, Caleb?
Yeah.
Oh, aren't you so glad this part's over?
No.
Going through all the choices.
I actually never made the choice.
Oh, no?
Why?
Really?
Well,
why?
It was like where our dad went and our granddad and his granddad, you know?
Yeah. Mother's funny about the whole legacy thing.
Oh, didn't you get a football scholarship there, too, though?
Yeah, it's all paid for.
And that's
awesome. A big thing.
But our dad's been acting really weird, though. Like, I don't even think he cares about the U anymore.
Huh. Really? That's surprising.
Yeah, it's like I told you a few weeks ago, Judge, when he said something about hoping I'd get away after my mom brought up your neighbor, Grace.
Mm-hmm. Grace?
Our dad's never really talked about it ever since that all came out.
Oh, man, do you remember when we first found out your dad was involved with Grace's accident?
Operation Lemonade.
How could we forget?
What?
Well, we all just wanted to know what the big secret was.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it was obvious your family didn't like Grace.
Yeah. That's the whole reason why I got involved, Caleb. Yeah. I wanted to know why my own family was so mean to someone, especially because I knew her by then.
Yeah, and she's a pretty cool lady.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, so we just kind of did a little research. Yeah.
Spied on people.
Which was frowned upon, I might add.
Right, I know.
Yeah, we all know. That was the worst feeling ever after we had to tell Grace we'd been spying around and trying to figure out stuff about her life.
Yeah.
But then you did the forthright thing, and you all actually talked to Grace.
You made us after finding out what we were up to.
Of course. I felt so shaky.
Who didn't? Having to tell Grace about Operation Lemonade?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember feeling really guilty.
I only remember how sick the whole thing made me. Guessing how it all happened and half hoping she'd tell me I was wrong. Yeah. Okay. Grace, you know that we found out the tree at Mr. Key's is where the accident happened.
Yes.
And from the way Mr. Richter acted when he saw the tree, well, just started thinking.
We all started thinking. It wasn't just Brooke.
Mm-hmm. We know, Justin.
But this is all of our faults. We had our Operation Lemonade meetings.
What, Operation Lemonade?
Code words for anything to do with Grace.
Oh.
We met all the time to try to figure out what the secrets were between the Richters and Grace.
I was there, too. I wanted to know why my family hates Grace so much. Because I love her.
I do, too.
Me, too. We all were there.
You guys, thanks, but I need to finish this, okay?
Alright.
Okay.
Through a bunch of different things we've heard, we found out that Tom Richter was at a party the night that your parents were killed and you were blinded.
We did?
When
did we find that out? That's what you figured out in your journal!
He was drinking, wasn't he, Grace?
No way!
What
are you talking about?
Children.
Wasn't he, Grace?
Yes.
And the accident was his fault because he was drunk, wasn't it?
No. Yes.
It was a tough day.
Yeah.
I can't believe that all that happened without me even having a clue. Huh. I mean, I knew our parents wanted to keep Grace quiet about the accident.
Because it would have embarrassed them.
Yeah, and I'm sure Mother thought it would ruin their reputation. But I had no idea how much was going on.
Well, you were too busy being the all-star at Coleraine High.
That's right.
What, Luke? And you were busy with Operation Lemonade?
You guys are all the way.
Oh, yes.
For having tea?
Hey.
I'll go get some more, Haley.
Thanks, Mom. Hey, do we have any cookies left?
Ooh. Oh, good thought, Tim.
Snickerdoodles.
Oh, yum.
Yes. Grace's recipe.
Even
right.
Better.
So, what are you guys talking about anyway?
Oh, Justin. Remember Operation Lemonade?
Yeah.
I can't believe you did that.
I know. We got in so much trouble.
A long time ago.
Wow. But it was fun.
Do you guys do everything together?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Come on. They do things
together.
Sort of.
Well,
sort of.
If anyone wants anything.
Oh, here you go.
Cookies.
Hey, hold on. Let me at least set them on the coffee table.
Wow, it's unbelievable. You guys are seriously, like, perfect.
You should be here when Haley takes 3 hours getting ready. And
No, it's only 2.5, isn't it?
Not gonna see why I used to wish I was a Morrison, Caleb.
That made our parents so mad.
I know.
You were always over here.
I remember that.
You do?
You do? You
I really? Do. Remember that big fight you got in with Mr. Richter, Dad?
A fight?
Yeah, it was right around when he got that lawyer guy.
Oh, that's right, John. Mr. Darty.
Maya, that was when your mom and dad wanted to get a restraining order against Grace. That's
right. Oh, yeah, I remember that. They were always talking about how they didn't want people getting to know her and finding out about the accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. But there was more to it than that.
Really?
No, I'm serious. At the heart of it, your dad was motivated by a love for Maya. I'm not saying that it didn't have to do with keeping Grace quiet, but it also had to do with keeping his family intact. Oh. Believe me, he loves you guys.
He's just still learning how to show it.
learned about that side of your dad that night I went over there to talk about dropping the lawsuit against Grace.
Don't tell me how to raise my children. We may not sit around holding hands and singing songs like you all do. I may not be a warm and fuzzy father, but we are a family. We're a family.
Sure, Tom.
And thanks to you and Grace and all that holy talk you do, I'm losing my daughter. Don't you people have enough kids without taking one of mine? She's my baby girl, John.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. I'm just saying, do you hear yourself? You see, this isn't about Grace. You want your daughter back. And I know she wants you. No, I'm serious, Tom. And you've got to drop this lawsuit.
Don't go there.
I have to go there. Going through with this will only put a bigger wedge in between you and Maya. You don't want to do that to her, or to yourself.
Well, I hadn't decided for sure anyway. That Darty character didn't seem too reliable.
Well, just think this through carefully, Tom, please.
I think everything through. Monica called. She told me Maya was over at your house for dinner tonight.
I'm on my way home right now, and I'm going to send her home. Will you be there?
Soon.
Pretty obvious that he loves his kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't you just wonder what his life would have been like if someone would have taken a chance with him?
What? What do you mean, Caleb?
I don't know. It's just, well, I could totally have turned into my dad, you know?
Yeah. You were making some bad choices.
It looked like the way you were heading.
And you were really arrogant.
You kind of scared me at school.
And smug.
Yeah, you kind of scared me too. Like, you were that kind of kid.
And cocky.
Oh, right, Luke, I got it.
Sorry.
But it is all true. And you know, your dad could have wasted me.
Wait, my dad?
Ask Luke, he knows.
He's right, Becca. When Dad hired him at the store...
Oh, yeah.
You totally pushed him, Caleb.
I know. I don't know what I was trying to prove. I was a certified jerk. But he took a chance on me.
He did?
And another chance, and another chance.
All right, Luke.
To think of all the stupid things I did.
And I want to know why you were late today, Caleb.
I was sick, but I feel better now. So no big deal, right?
Wrong. You have responsibilities here. You can't just be sick for no reason.
I'm sorry.
Were you at a party last night?
What?
I had to make special arrangements to cover your shift today, so I think I have the right to know if you were really sick or not.
Fine. I was at a party. Are you happy?
No, I'm not. You have so much potential, Caleb. Do you really want to throw your life away?
A few parties don't mean my life is over.
I just don't want to see you getting into any unnecessary trouble.
See? Cocky.
Why? I mean, why did he do it? I wouldn't have wasted my time if I were him.
Dude, it doesn't look like he wasted it.
Yeah.
There you go. Did you know that Mr. Taylor went to school with your dad?
He did?
Mm-hmm. He knew how that accident happened, even.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
And he watched as your father's parents made him bury the truth about the accident and act like it had never happened.
Poor Dad.
And then he watched your dad kind of self-destruct. Caleb, Ben did give you a chance, and he knew what he was trying to protect you from.
We were even doubtful it was a good decision to hire you.
I remember. He came over here one day, and we asked him about it. I don't want to pry, Ben, but are you regretting your decision?
I don't think so, as long as I can make sure things are okay with Luke. Mm-hmm. See, the more I got to thinking about Caleb, the more I wanted him to work at the store.
Why, if you don't mind my asking?
Caleb just reminds me so much of his dad.
Oh.
Tom was bright. I mean, he was popular, charming, athletic. Not really that bad of a guy, but his parents were so controlling. He had to be perfect.
Hmm. And who can be that?
Exactly. I know I wasn't. Hmm. And I went to a few parties in my day. And even though Tom was a few years older, I'd see him there, drinking. I saw how he was. He had a lot of friends, but never really seemed to care about anything.
He was probably too afraid to.
He just had so much potential. And I can't help thinking that if someone had just given him a chance...
Sure, it would have made a difference.
Yeah. I guess I'm just hoping to be that chance for Caleb. I mean, if he could be around someone like Luke, maybe there's hope for him. I only hope Luke understands.
And you were good to be around, Luke.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. All of you were. I thought you were a little bit dorky when you asked me to go bowling that way.
The truth comes out.
But you never did give up on me.
Maya wouldn't have let us.
Nope. No way. True. Your sister loves you.
Thank you. You guys... You kind of... rescued me. You know?
Not us, Caleb. God did.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you knew enough to live a life that sucked me in.
Yeah. That's true. It's true. They meant that way, too.
I just hope God can say the same about my life someday.
Oh, hey,
where are you
leaving?
Going,
Caleb?
Wait,
yeah,
have some
cookies.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Thanks anyway, but there's some stuff I've got to do today.
Sure. Okay,
fine. Maya, Tiffany's going to pick you up before dinner, okay?
All right, love ya.
You too. And thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.
For everything.
Right.
Sure, man.
See you later.
See you later.
Okay,
come back soon.
Maya, want to come up to the attic?
Come on.
Sure. Timmy and I just got in the middle of the floor.
No. I got
it. Luke, have you gotten any of these?
Justin, are you coming?
No, I think I'm just going to look through schools with these guys.
Suit yourself.
Yeah, probably is a good idea for you to start looking.
Yeah, totally wish I started earlier.
Yeah, both of us.
There's so much to look for. And hey, you'll be one up on us, because you can actually come visit us at the different campuses where we choose.
That's smart. That'd be nice. Thanks, Becca.
Yeah, check out this one. Look at their science program. It's huge.
Hey, cool. Where's that brochure for the little Christian school in the middle of that cornfield earlier?
Oh, I don't know. That
one. I'd like to look at that one, too. It should have been in the top of that pile by the couch.
I don't see it there.
No?
I don't see it anywhere. But, hey, where's your state school pile, Brooke?
Oh, over here. Oh, that's down.
Okay, that sounds great. And the coach would call me? That's perfect. So if I download the application and get it back to you right away, along with references... Right, I actually want to try to have it out to you by tomorrow. I could fax it. Right, I got the contact information right off the back of a brochure for your college. I know. Okay, so if I have this right, you're saying that with the test scores and GPA that I've given you, you could possibly take me? Oh, no. I would definitely still come, even if I can't start till second semester.
What?
Thanks. Yeah, okay. Bye.
You'll start second semester? What is going on, Caleb?
Well, Mother, I've decided I'm not going to the U this fall.
Not going to the state university? Not going? Just who do you think you are, young man?
I have to make this choice, Mother. I never wanted to go to the U anyway.
We have already been over this, Caleb Richter. You are going to the university, and that is final. Your father went there, and your grandfather, and your
My great-grandfather, I know, Mother, but not me. I need to...
Wait until your father hears about this. You had better believe
Wait until I hear about what?
Your son thinks that he's going to throw away generations of family tradition. He thinks that he's...
Okay. Caleb, what's this about?
I'm sorry, Dad, but I can't go to the state university.
See what I said? He's on his own...
Okay, and why is that?
I never wanted to go there, Dad.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. You never...
Monica? Do you have any other plans for the fall, Caleb?
Any other plans? As if he has a say.
I asked the boy a question, Monica.
Here's the brochure for it, Dad. It's a little Christian college in the middle...
Christian college? Have you gone mad? I told you, Tom, we should have cut that Morrison family out of their lives. You will go to the state university, Caleb, and you will...
No, Mother. I need to go to a place where I can actually learn about my new faith.
You need to go to a place where you can learn about your responsibilities to this family. The U was good enough for your father, and it will be good enough for you.
I'm sorry, Mother, but...
You have a scholarship, Caleb. You will remember who you are, and that is a Richter, young man.
No, that is a Christian, Mother.
Oh.
And I know there are plenty of Christians that go to state universities. But I think I need something smaller.
I can't believe this! Tom, would you do something with your own son?
I want to be in a place for once where I'm surrounded by people who believe what I believe.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It just means...
It means that the boy doesn't feel like he belongs here, Monica.
But it's a family legacy.
Legacy for what? So he can become like his old man?
I know it'll be expensive, Dad. It's a private school, and I know I had a full ride at the U. So I intend to work my way through.
No.
Oh, I knew it. I knew you weren't going to let him throw his life away
like... But I won't ask for a single penny.
I mean, no, you won't work your way through school. Is it a good university?
You saw on the brochure. It's one of the top 10 of its kind in Nation News. And I'm telling you, Dad, I'll get loans and I'll get a job.
I said no. I will not have my son working his way through school. I am your father, and I will pay for every cent of this education.
What is it?
Have you gone insane? A Christian university?
Thank you, Dad.
What about his obligations to this family? Next, you're going to tell me that you want him to be more like John Morrison than like yourself.
Yeah. The Lord willing, Monica. The Lord willing.
Thank you.
Which do you think is prettier?
Oh, wait, sorry, guys. I'm expecting a call from work. Just hold on. Okay. Then I'll get back. Hello, Morrison's residence.
Caleb, can you
pass this off? Caleb! Hey, what can I do for you? No kidding.
What?
But, and they'll accept you? He did. I'll be happy to write a reference for you. Oh, Caleb. I am so happy for you, son. We certainly will. We certainly will. Thanks for calling and letting us know, all right? All right. Bye-bye.
Let him explain what? What?
It looks like Caleb is trading in his state education for a Christian one.
What?
No.
Right. Well, he called the university when he went home today, and
I bet that's where that other brochure went, Brooke.
That's right, the school in the cornfield.
Mm-hmm. But what else did he say? What about Tom and Monica?
Yeah.
Well, Monica still hasn't gotten over it, but Tom is 100% behind it.
You're kidding.
No way.
No, he said he's paying every penny.
You are kidding.
Every penny? Mr. Richter?
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Did something happen to Mr. Richter?
Well, you would have told me a couple years ago that Caleb Richter would be going to a Christian college.
Or that he'd even be a Christian.
Yeah.
And Mr. Richter was paying for that kind of school.
No kidding.
I guess we should never stop expecting miracles.
It's true. Yeah.
All I know is that we can't guess how this story's going to end.
At least we know that the Lord has all our endings worked out.
Yeah. I wonder what else is going to happen in that family.
Well... I suppose if your mom's right, we can trust that somewhere down the road, this story's going to have a happy ending.
In standing firm for his faith, Caleb did what Jesus called all of us to. Listen to verse 10 from the Beatitudes in Matthew 5. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, doesn't that sound like what Caleb did? He stood up to Brad and showed him love. And he even had the guts to ask his parents if he could go to a Christian college, which is something the Richters would never have supported until today. Standing up against people who don't get it or even hate your faith is hard, but Jesus meant to encourage us, not to be offensive with our faith, but to be firm in what we believe and trust, that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, that He loves us, that He paid the price for our sins, and that someday those who accepted His grace will worship Him in the kingdom of heaven forever. What Mr. Morrison said to the kids is so true. God knows the endings to all of our stories. He's already written them. And for those who believe in Him and trust Him with their hearts, it's a great story and a happy ending. Today's episode, Blessed Are They, is a production of CBH Ministries, which stands for Children's Bible Hour. We've been producing Bible-based resources for over 60 years, and it's a pleasure to have brought you this exciting season. The principal cast members are, from the Morrisons, Roger Mueller, Jill Schellebarger-Mueller, Lori Heckman, Topher Gruning, Kelly Burnett, Chris Blair, and Nathan Heckman. The Richters are Rodney Tesla, Joyce Bean, Bryce Buffenbarger, Melissa Heldman, and Elise Azcool. As the Taylors, Rick Hardenberg, Victoria Duff, and Andrew Mueller. The Donners are played by Lisa, Jeshua, and Jay Whitley, and Bob Haggard. And the role of Grace Andrews is performed by Karen Levine. Beth Culp is the writer and director. Sound designers are Steve O'Dell and Andrew B., featuring original music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Simon Guevara. We'd like to thank everyone who's worked and supported this program with their talent and prayers. Look for us online at cbhministries.org or write to us at Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening, and may you always trust God to guide you on your own journey of faith down Gilead Lane.